Obadiah, verse 10. For violence against your brother Jacob, shame shall cover you, and you shall be cut off forever. Ha ha, you're going to get it now. How many times have you said something like that? Maybe when your brother or sister got caught after trying to blame you or making fun of you. How many times have you thought it when somebody else gets in trouble? In our text, the Lord takes Edom to task for rejoicing in Judah's trouble. Ha ha, you're going to get it now. Over 1,000 years, the Edomites, descendants of Esau, have held their father's grudge at this time of Obadiah against Jacob's descendants. The occasion of the Edomites delighting in Judah's trouble was when the Lord now himself put Judah over his knee. He raised up the Philistines and the Arabs against Judah to turn them from their idolatry, to call them back to the Lord, their only Savior. But uninvited by the Lord, the Edomites joined in the violence against their brother. They had known that Judah was the chosen one of the Lord to be the oracle of his word to the nations, that they were the womb from which the Lord would bring the Savior for all nations. And yet, the verses following our text present a vividly climactic picture of their mocking Judah and this salvation. Verse 11, they didn't remain neutral. No, they stood up against God's people. Verse 12, they gazed on their brother's captivity, gloating and rejoicing in their brother's destruction. They boisterously jeered, "We told you that your God was no better than our own." Soon, gloating and jeering wasn't enough. Verse 13, they joined in the plundering, every man taking whatever they could. They entered the city to feast on its destruction. They stood at the crossroads. Verse 14, murdering those who were trying to escape and taking others as captives to be sold as slaves. And verse 16, they even joined in a drunken orgy in the Lord's own temple. Jesus spoke his threefold indictment. You should not have gazed. You should not have entered. You should not have cut off. How often would such words of Jesus need to be spoken about us? For our Lord Jesus makes it very clear that on the last day, we will be judged in accordance with how we have treated his people. So, have you gazed in delight when your brother got put over dad's knee? Have you borrowed your brother's things without permission? Have you joined in when others were ridiculing another person? Jesus declares that when we do these things to one of his children, we are doing them to him and deserve everlasting punishment. And yet, how many times haven't we thus rejoiced in another person's troubles, delighted in the other guy getting his comeuppance? We are then acting as if they don't deserve the Lord's mercy. And yet, what makes us better? If they should not receive his mercy, neither should we. Obadiah is judgment day for Edom. And for us, calling each of us, verse 17, to flee to Mount Zion, for there is holiness. Yes, from that very hill in which they had gathered, gloating over Judah's trouble, would come the only deliverance from that great day of judgment. Jesus did not laugh at us. Ha ha, you're going to get it now. Rather, he delighted in sharing, I'm going to get it now. In your place, all our spiteful, hateful, vengeful attitudes were laid on him. He bore our punishment, our judgment, cut off from his own Father. In the darkness of our deserved spiritual death, though scornfully beaten and tormented, he forgave his very tormentors, our sin. And he did that for you, that he might give you his own righteousness, that he might give you the righteous and eternal life with your Father that we never deserve. The Lord's mercy is such that he calls Edom, calls us to recognize the foolishness of destroying our only hope. So often take vengeance into our own thoughts, our own hands. We, who deserve judgment, are being invited to return to Mount Zion. For there is holiness. So don't ha ha your brother, not even your enemy. Flee to Mount Zion, where Jesus laid down his life and lives again for your brother, just as for you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 481, stanzas 1 and 2.